You Bet Breakfast, Radio TAB. On a network of 91 stations around Australia, Radio TAB.
One fellow who loves taking our phone calls from us Monday morning is Danny Daly from the Brisbane Lions, because it means the Lions have had a win. And he joins us. Morning to you, Dan.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah. Good, Danny. And what a good win it was.
Yeah, it was a good win. As I spoke to you guys on Friday, we thought we'd be challenged early by the Suns, but the boys, to their credit, composed themselves after quarter time, and yeah, it was a good victory for us.
What was being said in the quarter time huddle or in the coach's box, Danny, after the start that the Suns had?
Yeah, there's a lot being said in the coach's box, let me tell you. It was an interesting one, because it was all about contested footy, and those guys, the Suns came out and hunted us, and we just couldn't get our hands on the footy. So it was one of those ones that we couldn't do much about in the coach's box, apart from try and send some messages out to try and win the footy and get the game on our terms, which we were unable to do. So, to Frazier's credit, a quarter time, he just got the boys in and basically calmed them down and composed them and just sold the message about, one winning the contested ball, which we were minus 14 at, but then, playing the game on our terms and moving the ball as we wanted to, which the boys, to their credit, were able to do. So, yeah, it was a bit helter-skelter in the box early, but, we composed ourselves and it was good.
Danny, everyone knows throughout the AFL ranks the young talent that Brisbane have, and they're a team on the rise. I think one thing that probably gets overlooked a lot, when you have a lot of youngsters in a side, top-class football can be very grueling, and you're not used to it. You're not used to the grind that it can become, the travel and just the pressure. And somewhere along the line, it's very easy for young blokes later in a season, to hit the wall.
Absolutely.
But you learn by that, and you learn by that experience, and you're better for it. You know what to expect as time then goes on.
That's right, mate. And our young blokes have been outstanding in that area. And again, I think that was one of the key reasons why the Perth trip, we decided to rest a few just so that they could freshen up and be ready for the run home. But I think the thing that also gets overlooked is how well our leadership players have been through all this. We're talking about our young players, but Beamsy and Rocky and Seth Martin and Zork, they've been outstanding and been able to carry the load. And I thought they were the guys that got us up and going after quarter time, especially probably Beams and Rockcliffe. And that just drags the young guys along, and they've been outstanding with their young group. And young players, as you said, they just weren't. It's been a hectic year for us, but I think we put a ladder up after the game. The last 10 games, we're 4-6 and sit middle of the road. So just to reassure our playing group, they're on the right track, and we're learning every week, and we're becoming better every week.
Yep. Yeah, winning games, obviously, doing wonders for you. Got a lot of good-looking birds around you by the sounds of things there, too, Danny.
Well, I've had to come out in the backyard because my two boys are playing footy out in the front yard.
Fair enough. You mentioned Tom Rockcliffe there. Had a tough one last week, a tough week for him, and he responded really well on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for Tom and his family, obviously, with the loss of his cousin, who's, the same age as Tom, so they're quite close, and, it was a tragic circumstance on a holiday, so, he just battled through it this week, and he showed the type of person and player he is, the way he performed on the weekend, and, as I said, it's been pretty hard for the Rockcliffe family, so,
yes.
Our condolences to them, but, again, it just showed, what a class person he is, he was very good on the weekend.
He is a class act on and off the field, Tom Rockcliffe, and as we said, handled himself so very well under duress. And that obviously gives the players a lift, knowing that a teammate is hurting like that with something that's going on in the personal life. In this case, as you said, the tragic death of a family member. Let's give the teammates a real boost. I want to go out there and really help out a teammate who's giving up a fair bit to go and help them.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. I think it's one thing that our group's been able to do this year, stick together tight amongst, a lot of ups and downs. And again, we won 5 and lost 15 or whatever it is, but you wouldn't think we've lost 15 the way the playing group are so tight, and they just galvanise around Tom and help him through it. And you don't exactly know what goes on within the locker rooms, but one thing I know about our group is they're very supportive of each other. And you know, when everyone's so far away from home up in Queensland, and most of the boys are Victorian, they tend to rally around each other a lot more than I see the Victorian clubs.
Mate, the battle for the wooden spoon, and no one wants to pick up that prize. Brisbane certainly don't want to. They're on the bottom at the moment, but they're on the same number of points as North Melbourne and Carlton, and remembering that one of those sides you have to play, that is North Melbourne in the last round. You've got Melbourne this coming week, but the last round you've then got North.
Yeah, it's one thing again we spoke about after the game, or Faig spoke about, was that we don't want the wooden spoon. So, you know, we're attacking the last couple of weeks in a manner that we want to win. Like, obviously, Melbourne are playing some good footy and playing for a final spot, but we don't think we've had a chance.
No.
We're going down to Melbourne and playing on the MCG, and, you know, we'll be giving our role to win next week, and then again the week after against North, who, you know, one of the ones that are on the same point. So we feel like we're playing a good brand of footy at the minute. As I said, we've won 4 out of our last 10. And, yeah, by no means is our season finished. We want to finish it off in a really competitive manner and hopefully get 2 wins, if not 1 win, and get ourselves a couple of runs up the ladder.
Give yourselves a chance of beating just about anyone with the form that Dane Beams is in. It's great to see.
Yeah, it is. Here's another one that we haven't really spoken about much this year, but, you know, the reality is he played, you know, 7 or 8 games in 2 years, and for him to take over the captaincy and then come back and play in the manner that he's played has been an extraordinary effort, to be honest. Not only the way he's played, but everyone talks about Fagans and Nobes and what they've done for the club, but what Beams he's done as a skipper has been unbelievable, and goes a little bit unnoticed about the quality of a leader he is. But then to be able to go out and perform the way he does week in, week out, and just goes to show he's right up there amongst the best in the AFL, and his game on the weekend again, you know, like Rocky, was outstanding, and the way he lifted after quarter time probably got the team going, I reckon.
Good on you, mate. Well done. A very good week for the Lions, and it's a good end towards of the season. You said, what, 4 out of the last 10, and a couple more. And I agree with you. And even though I may be a Melbourne supporter, I don't think the Lions are without a chance against Melbourne at the MCG. So, yeah, well done, mate.
Yeah, thanks, boys. I don't think we are either. And I really appreciate having me on every week. I really enjoy it.
Good on you. Thanks,
well,
Danny.
5 Mondays now, Danny. You've been on after win, so you're part of the payroll now. You're on the payroll here.
Yeah, well, I don't mind being on your payroll, mate. Good chatting to you.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Danny.
Good thanks, Bill. Bye now.